Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here to praise you. We love you because we know you always love us. Sometimes we go astray, but you always try to find us back. We love you, so we give this worship to you, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You might be sick. Ooh, couldn't see it. This is a hand up there from God's hand. I only use one verse, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 16. You know, today is a veteran day. So if you go out today, or if you see anyone, or at least if you see some of the Vietnamese gentlemen or lady, you know, they serve in the military, just say thanks, okay? Chronicle, 1 Chronicle chapter 29, verse 16. O Lord our God, on this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand and is on your own. You know, just before his death, King David has called the people to make the sacrificial gifts for the building and furnishing the temple that could be built under the leadership of his son Solomon. With the gift assembled and the people gathered, David prayed and praised God for blessing them and enabling them to do this great work. So that reason why he said the prayer. And we in the month of November, we're very close, we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving. So that's the whole objective of this sermon. David, King David, he realized an eternal spirit truth. If it were not for God's practical involvement in our lives, we would have nothing of value or blessing. So today, when you look around, just be thankful. Because regardless what situation you are in, trust me, you're much better than a lot of folks around you. The resources for life come from God's hand because everything belongs to him. That realization should affect our perspective and shape our attitude about life and toward God for all that comes to us from his hand. And when you study about this, especially First Chronicle, you identify there is two significant provisions from God's hand profoundly affects us and calls us to a place of great thanksgiving and praise to God. So two things I want to share with you from God's hands. Grace from God's hands. And secondly, the transformation from God's hand. Because the Bible talking about, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest everyone who boasts. That's in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. So what is grace? I put down the definition, so at least if you need to write down, you don't have to try to remember. Per definition, based on the Bible, what is grace? It is everything that God does for us, even though we don't deserve it. God given us what we need, not what we deserve. That's the definition. So if suddenly somebody asks you, what is grace? Now at least we have the same definition. Because each one of you, if we're not careful, you have different definition about grace. Remember, God given us what we need, not what we want. We want a lot of stuff, okay? So Thanksgiving coming up, you see advertisement, you know, Black Friday, the day after Friday, now they even have early Thanksgiving shopping, 50% sale, whatever sale. Yes, when you go through, just like me, I go through Amazon, pre-Thanksgiving sale, a lot of things I like, a lot of things I want. But I always go back and ask a question, is this what we need? So you may have to do that, okay? If you don't have that, this under control, Thanksgiving, you may put a lot of stuff in your credit card, and you find out after Thanksgiving, you don't even need it. And it ends up in the trash. Or suddenly the church becomes a collection point, and we don't know what to do with it. We put it in the, the storage, and a year later we trash everything. You know, last Wednesday, we have the inspection of our facility. And it takes us about the whole month try to clean up and trash everything. It takes like about 10 containers, that size. So a lot of things like is stored like from the beginning of time. 20 years ago, it's still there. So we trash it. Okay? A lot of light bulbs, not even work. A lot of Christmas decoration, it's not even work. Okay? When you touch it, it's kind of like disintegrate. Okay? Our life, same thing. If we're not careful, we may store a lot of things in us, and it's supposed to be trash. Okay? I don't know about your life, but go through life, probably you carry a lot of burden, a lot of things you don't like. So pray to God by grace. Okay? Pray to Him. God give us what we need. The one is not need, trash it. Clear it out. So by the time Thanksgiving, you know, we fully, wholeheartedly praise the Lord. Okay? The first and greatest work of grace is a work in salvation through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, drawing us to Christ and imparting us a righteousness that is not our own. Because a lot of people said, oh, I can say by myself. You know, if I try to improve me, myself, I will have that salvation. But reality, we are the sinner, we cannot do it. It's just like you swim in the ocean and suddenly you have a pull muscle and you're sinking. Instead of you calling for help, you know, from the Coast Guard or from the people or the boat nearby, and you said, no, I can do it by myself. So you try to pull yourself up like this. When you had to pull muscle, you know, when you had cramp and you're sinking and you say, no, I can pull myself up. And the result, you will sink. And the same thing by Christ, through Jesus Christ, you know, we have salvation. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. Be found in Him, Christ, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but what which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness, which is from God by faith. So by faith, when you pray, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, you have salvation. Through Him, you have salvation. Through God, Jesus Christ, you know, you very much pull you out of whatever the bondage and give you the freedom and the salvation. That's what the Bible tried to tell us. There is no purpose or meaning apart from God's grace. God, out of His marvelous love, come to us from the place of grace. Apart from the love relationship we have with God through faith, we are destined for guilt, fear, bitterness, worry, and regret. So if you go through life, you still have fear. You still have bitterness with whoever. You still have certain guilt. You still have a lot of worry, something you cannot control. And you have a lot of regret. You have to watch out. Because if the question is, do you really have a love relationship with God? When you have that love relationship, He spoke to replace the guilt with the forgiveness, because God always loves you. He will replace the fear with trust. He will replace the bitterness with compassion. And He replaced the worry with confidence. He replaced the regret with love. This afternoon, around 3 o'clock, we're going to have the event at West Houston Nursing Home, okay, to celebrate the Veteran Day. So our senior people will do maybe one or two songs, and I'm probably say 5 or 10 minutes about God's grace. To prepare for December the 15th, our church going to have a celebration at West Houston Rehab Center, the nursing home. So hopefully the children will play the music, hopefully the young people will do the singing, and hopefully somebody will do some dancing, and we celebrate. So we can show the love of God to some of the folks, the old folks at the nursing home. But again, when the Bible talking about in love relationship, guilt replaced with forgiveness. So if you still have something bother you, some guilt, something you mistake you make in the past, pray to the Lord because He ought to forgive you. Because God forgave you, so you'll be able to forgive the people who would hurt you. Okay? Trust, compassion. So whatever we do, we need to do with compassion and do with confidence and with hope. Because the world around us in chaos. Okay? And even now, I kept reading the news and reduce watching the TV because a lot of confusion going on, a lot of struggle going on. But by grace of God, grace from God's hands, you know, I know the Lord will prepare everything, prevent everything. So I'm facing the world with confidence and with hope. Some of you, next week, you will school. Some of you, next week, you may face the challenge of life, interview for job or interview for anything, for schooling or work. Or you may get the interview for promotion. That the pressure will build up on you. Or some of you may have the final, not the midterm test. I don't know. But the anxiety of, you know, expecting, you're not sure what would happen, it would build up in you. By grace from God's hand. Face it with trust, compassion, confidence, and hope, and everything will be okay. Secondly, transformation from God's hand. We were given life for a reason. Sometimes we have to ask that question, especially close to Thanksgiving. Why I am exist? Is there a purpose and a plan for each one of us? In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the thoughts," this is God said, "I think toward you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So when we're in God's hand from grace, He will transform us and to in line with His plan and His purpose. So God's plan is good, even though He takes the hurt and the failures in our lives and work them together to bring good, to bring His purpose in our life. Because sometimes when you go through life, a lot of things you cannot explain. You may have to wait few years later, or even 10 years later, or 25 years later, you will see how His plan developed, okay? When you believe that, when you trust that, you will find out whatever His plan will become realities. Sometimes it's amazing, you know, how in the world, you know, that some of you in this room, how in the world you're born in another country, and suddenly now, 25 or 30 years, you're in America. What happened? Okay? And some of you and I, you know, when you grow up, you know, very, very rebellious, and how in the world suddenly you become what you are today, respect person in the society. We cannot explain that. But through the hand of God, the transformation happened. Okay? And Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure." So God's plan is good, even though sometimes you get confused, you don't understand it. But always trust in him and hope, because his plan always good. And his plan for your life eventually will become reality. So that reason why we have to trust him, pray in him for the plan of your future. And you would find out God works constantly within us by his Spirit to bring his power to bear on our heart and mind, shaping us and changing us in the way that we could never do in our strength and best thinking. Sometimes we cannot explain how the world you have that great ideas and how the world you have the strength to survive certain event in your life. And even some of you still young, okay, you worry about final test, and after the final, how the world I survive this final test. Cannot explain it. But God said he worked constantly within us by his Spirit. And some of you, young enough, but you have a chance to go to Hong Kong Mall or Memorial Mall, and you share the gospel. And suddenly people come and pray, accept Jesus Christ. How the words happen? Maybe the Holy Spirit worked through you. So it's no longer just you share the message, but the Holy Spirit using you to share that message and touch the heart people to change them. And even some miracle happened. Cannot explain it. I went out with one of the young, very young person. And this person cannot even speak Vietnamese. She born in America. Okay? She broke, well, she can speak Vietnamese, but broken Vietnamese. Even me cannot understand her. And here she met the old man from Vietnam. He cannot understand English at all. But somehow the Holy Spirit worked through her. And she said, "Let me share the gospel to this old man." Actually, he's not that old. He's about 47. But with her, when she's about 14, 15, that old man, okay? And she shared the message, the gospel. And, you know, I'm walking, look around, and then suddenly she asked, "Do you want, in Vietnamese, do you want to pray, accept Christ?" And the man said, "Yes." And he prayed right there. So later on, I come and talk to him. I had to be verified. Because you cannot just pray, accept Christ when you don't understand whatever this person, this young person, share. So I ask him, "Do you truly understand what this young person shared the message to you?" And he said, "Yes, I understand perfectly. She spoke perfect Vietnamese." I said, "How in the world happened?" And even I'm standing with the distance, I can't even understand her. But this old man, 47 years old man, said, "I understand her perfectly. She spoke perfect Vietnamese." How can we explain that? Whatever coming out to her mouth and go through his ear, it gets translated, and he understands perfectly. But in doubt, my weak faith in doubt, I get out of the track, I go over again to make sure. I say, "Yes." She share with me this. Heaven is a free gift. She share with me that. God is love. Man is sinner. God is love. Christ died on the cross because of his sin, her sin. Believe in Jesus Christ, have everlasting life. He understood perfectly. He said, "That's exactly she telling me." So at that point in time, I'm just praise the Lord, because I know God works constantly within us with his Spirit with his, bring his power bear on us, bear on our heart and mind, and he changes us so we can do his will. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, Paul, he's talking about, but we on with unveiled face, beholding as a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So what I'm trying to communicate that he always changing us, shaping us. But he said, like, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his pleasure. So God not only just planned within us a knowledge of his plan, along with an inner desire and passion to live out of his plan. He also placed in our heart the power or our life, the power to accomplish it. So that reason why once a while you need to stand back or sit back, especially during this Thanksgiving season. Do I really understand or know the purpose of God in our life? Do I really understand God's purpose in our life when I'm in school? What exactly the purpose? So I can excel the best I can to glorify him. Why God put me to do work, do certain job in this company or this place? What exactly the purpose he put me there so I can be glorify him? And that's what Paul tried to communicate with the people at that time. So Paul is the clearly position of every follower of Christ. So we have to, in relation to live out the plan and purpose of God in our life. And once in a while, we need to sit back and review that. So for the Thanksgiving season, we should be thankful that God loves each one of us. His love is so personal that he has the plan and purpose for our lives. So if some of you come to me and say, Pastor, what exactly the purpose of life? I would ask, go back and pray. You need to find out exactly what it is. So you can have the joy when you go to school. So you have the pleasure when you go to work. Okay? And to fellowship or whatever you do. Because that's the inner strength God or the Holy Spirit provide to you. If you're missing that piece, trust me, school is extremely boring. Work is very, very tiresome. Okay? Do the Lord work or God work is stress us out. And we need that. We need to understand that because God said from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord, we have that strength and we need to identify and find it. So he love moves to transform us increasingly into his likeness and enabling us to live out our God-authored purpose for his glory. So this morning, especially during the Thanksgiving season, we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving. You need to realize, need to identify, need to recognize what exactly the purpose of God's plan to you. You need to understand grace from God's hand. It's not from you. We don't have that authority and the power to do it. Okay? Because something God would do for us, even though we're not deserving. And always, by grace of God, he always provides what we need, not what we want. We want a lot. But what exactly our need in him. And of course, when you understand the grace or you receive the grace from God's hand, that transformation will happen. And that transformation also in God's hand. He changed you from inside out so your life can be full. So when you go to school with purpose in life, when you go to work with purpose in life, when you take care of your children, it has a purpose, long-term purpose in life. When you friendship together, gathering to fellowship, there's a purpose. Or in, some of you have the interview tomorrow. There's a purpose for everything to prepare for your life in God's hand. So you understand that the great drama and message of the Bible rests on the truth. The truth is God is always at work. Never, don't ever forget that. God's always at work, and He always at work for your life. And one of His greatest desires to bring the good and blessing to His people is meant for you. That's His great purpose. Bring the good and blessing to you. His activity in our life is essential if we are to live with measure of peace, joy, and purpose in the midst of chaos, daily life surrounding us. When you get this, get the grace from God's hand, transformation from God's hand, you can face the world. Whatever happens, you can face it with confidence, with hope, with joy, just like the introduction I communicate with you. So the greatest news is that God does have a plan for us, each one of you. The plan in us and through us, we live in the love relationship with Him. From whatever work in hands, we receive the gift of grace and bring the eternal hope and present peace. So the holiday season coming up, when bring the hope and the peace to other people, share the good news to them. So we can experience His transformation power, shaping us in His likeness, bring the glory to Him and blessing to our life. From God's hands, we know and experience abundant life. So from God's hands, I pray the Lord that you have the blessing enjoying your life and bring that joy and blessing of your life. Share the message. Share the good news to the other people, especially the holiday coming up. Okay? Let's all stand up and read this verse together. O Lord our God, on this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house, for your holy name is from your hand and is on your own. Read it loudly, sir. If you don't remember what I'm trying to say, at least remember one verse. Okay, one verse a week. Let's read together. Amen. So I pray the Lord all the abundance you have for the Thanksgiving and Christmas and on your life. Make sure to build God's house based on for your holy name, for His hand, and on His. Only Father, we thank you very much just being here to review your scripture so we understand grace is from your hand. The transformation of our life also from your hand. So I pray the Holy Spirit will be in each one of us so we can understand, so you can comprehend and apply to our life. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with the church people, all the people in this room, from now and forever. Amen.